from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I think it's safe to say that our luck has officially turned around, guys. We are back, baby. We are back. We're back. Classic. We are back.
And here's Bobby Witt Jr. First pitch. Fastball lifted deep to left field. Benintendi back on the track. It's out of here. Bobby Witt Jr. delivers a go-ahead grand slam. The Royals take the lead in the top of the eighth. It is 8-5. Nobody is hotter than Bobby Witt Jr. is right now. His fourth hit of the game.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Last night was one of those moments that I'm going to compare to another great athlete in this city, but welcome to Fesco in the Morning.
You're going to compare him to me? Wow.
That's right, baby.
Holy cow.
Talk about your swimming days.
Yeah.
Bob in a Speedo, didn't see it coming on a Tuesday.
No, you did not. Nor did you see Katie Ledecky, Bobby winning the field today up there on the swim pool in Paris today. I hear the pool is fast over there.
No, they say it's
Katie
slow.
Ledecky was destroying the competition, much like Bobby Witt Jr. did last night. You know it's going to be a good day, right, Dust Man, when you open your Twitter in the morning and there's many direct messages going, I can't wait to hear you guys talk about the Royals. I mean, what an unbelievable performance last night. And I was watching on the Chicago TV broadcast last night, because I always like to look and hear what the competitors are going to say, because my wife's like, why are you watching the Chicago broadcast last night? And I'm like, because I just want to hear what they're saying about us, right? And I'm glad that I did, because that grand slam on the Chicago broadcast, fellas, was they didn't even say anything. You just watch the ball go out of the ballpark, and you can hear the announcers go, okay, here we go.
Yeah, I mean, it was just... I don't know, man. It's just, it's so great to, when you see these sort of things happen, especially for your team, and you take everything in at the moment.
Yep.
Right. Because I think I'll give you for what I can, at least I think I can kind of put some sort of thought into it. When that game that goes like that, like we all three were kind of in, you know, cohesive unit, text each other. It was just like, I think we all felt the same thing in the same game, which was like, man, this sucks, dude. Like, this is the White Sox. Why are we losing? Why does our bullpen continue to do this?
Right.
Where the F is the offense? Can somebody other than Bobby Witt Jr. do something?
Right. And then you get a solo home run from this guy. You get a solo home run from that guy.
You go back to back with Renfro and Melendez.
Right.
And you're like, okay.
And that bomb by Melendez, I don't know that I've ever seen a swing quite like that before. Yeah. That looked like something you do like in Little League or on the schoolyard or wherever the case may be. That was like a comic book type swing. And he got that. I'm surprised that thing didn't go foul with the way that the height and the length and everything and the way his body was all twisted. I'm like, there's no way. Oh, my God, it's staying fair.
That's what happens when you have a hose.
Yeah, exactly.
And the best part about last night was sometimes, and I hate to be this person, and I know those back-to-back home runs happened, and I know your leadoff hitter, Michael Massey, worked a damn good walk in the eighth inning, and that inning was great. But last night was one of those moments where after it happens, you just take everything away, and you go, that guy is a certified G and a bona fide stud.
Yep. Yep.
That's an athlete, and this is a moment where, like, I'm not going to forget this for as long as I live. And that's one of those things where, like, as of today in football, like, we used to know what this felt like. And you know what I mean? Like, we used to know what this surprise factor of a depleted feeling. We're out of nowhere. And I'm sure some of you were laying in your bed where, and I was. And that was one of those moments where I sat up and I just said to myself, I was like, did that really just happen? That's a moment. That's where, like, Bobby just showed the entire world that he's got the largest plums and the biggest moment with the brightest lights on the biggest stage. Now, I know it's not the playoffs, but this is the stuff that we used to see from Mahomes where the play against the 49ers, where it was the arrival moment, right?
Right.
And Mahomes wiggles around in the back, throws a corner strike to Conley, and everybody just goes.
It was the most unbelievable thing I've ever seen. Yeah.
So he's got that in him.
So, yeah, that was the moment that we all, I think, officially, because that was the first home game of his career.
Correct. That was game three.
Yeah, it was game three, and I remember sitting in the press box that day.
I was with you.
And watching him on the other side come this side, go that, like, that was one of those moments, Dusty, like you remember that moment. And I think for Bobby Witt, I think last night was kind of that defining moment for Bobby Witt. I felt like I hate using this example because regular season baseball in Chicago on a Monday night versus postseason type of stuff with Patrick Mahomes, it's not comparable at all. But Bobby Witt is starting to give me that sense of what I have with Patrick Mahomes. And until the game is over, as long as Bobby Witt and the Royals have a chance, there's a good opportunity they're going to win this game. And we were watching the game last night, and I go back to the 13-second game against Buffalo because I remember when they scored that touchdown to go up with 13 seconds to go, my wife falls on the floor and is crying and screaming, and I'm sitting on the edge of the couch, and I'm laughing. And she goes, aren't you upset? I'm like, because there's 13 seconds left and 15 still has an opportunity with the football. I think we're going to be okay. And sure enough, down the field, field goal overtime, Chiefs win the game, right? And that's how it was last night. She was so disappointed. Oh, we're losing to the White Sox. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking to myself, this game is far from over. A, the White Sox may be the most wretched team that we've ever seen in baseball.
Was I got 15 straight last night?
15 in a row they've lost. I got a text from our friend Kurt Nelson, who runs the Hall of Fame Museum for the Royals, and he said to me there's a talk show host in Chicago who apparently notifies everybody when the White Sox have a three-run lead and tells you to bet against them because it's free money for everybody. I'm like, so the White Sox have got a bullpen. They've got that BABIP out there out in the bullpen. He stinks. Out loud. And then Bobby Witt is still going to get an opportunity in this game. Once that lineup.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Started to kind of go through, and even the guys in the Chicago broadcast are like, oh, you're getting too close to Bobby Witt. You're getting too close to Bobby Witt. And once he had an opportunity, all he needed was one pitch to put this thing out of reach. And I'm not comparing it to the 13-second game, but I'm comparing my feelings to that 13-second game, the vibe where as long as Bobby Witt has got a chance and the Royals are within striking distance, there's a good opportunity they're going to win these baseball games. And thank goodness they pulled that one out last night. That was a big win to have because everybody else was winning last night. And if you didn't win that game, you were not in the playoffs come Tuesday morning. And the Royals found a way to win that thing. And Bobby Witt sure as hell found a way to win that thing because he won that game with his offense late, Dusty, and then his defense in the ninth inning too, making two spectacular plays.
Yeah, the defense that he showed towards the end, and it's interesting because when you hear this sort of thing from announcers.
But the point is that James MacArthur should be expecting the best now in this role. No way.
I don't know. That's Hudler.
You just can't draw it up any better.
Hudler was flabbergasted. Yeah. Like when the home run on the TV audio happened last night, he just went, oh, like he knew it. And he's always great when there's those like fly balls that you're not sure of. When Hud makes the noise, 9 out of 10 times, it's probably a home run. Or like even if it's the opposition, he does the uh-oh. You're like, when you hear the Wonder Dog do that, you're like, oh, okay, that's probably gone. But so back to Bobby. So far this season, 347, 19 home runs, 75 RBI. Pretty solid, right? To me, there were two things that became evidently obvious last night. One is this team will be that team the rest of the year. I hate to say it, but they're a cigarette team. They're the team that like you're after the third out of any inning, you're going out to your front porch. Okay, we got 8-9-1 coming up. We just got to get somebody on. Okay, blah, blah, blah. That's who they're going to be. Right. I told you last night, I don't care how the Royals win the rest of the season, just effing win.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Just win the games, right?
I'm done being critical. I'm done worried about, okay, can Vinny Pasquantino get the ball in the air? Can Salvador Perez not hit into a double play? Can he come up big in this moment? Just win. Yeah, I don't care. Win. I don't care if it takes a Bobby Witt grand slam. And the other thing to me that became evidently clear is that this is not an MVP race of anybody but two people in the American League.
Well, no question. Yeah.
And I understand that you can have your people like Alex Gold that'll throw the odds up there on DraftKings and be like, Bobby Witt Jr. is still 7-1 to win MVP. But the conversation that needs to be had is that you have someone in Aaron Judge who's flirting or trying, won't now because he won't get close to the average, but was flirting with a triple crown. But then you have somebody like Bobby Witt Jr., who, when you look at what he's done when the season matters the most, he's put together in the month a 14-game hitting streak. He has 6 3-hit games. I'm going to say that one more time. 6 3-hit games. He has one game where he's only been hitless this entire month, and he has 16 extra base hits this month. He has 41 hits the month of July. There's only been 21 games.
Right.
Bobby Witt Jr.'s slash line in the month of July is .488, .505, and .857. The guy's on a different planet.
Yeah, he really is. I mean, he's playing baseball out of his shoes. He's playing baseball like Patrick Mahomes plays football. And, you know, for so many years, I don't know that I could sit there and say, boy, that athlete, he made it really look easy, right? Maybe Michael Jordan back in the day, LeBron to an extent, you know, kind of made the game look easy. Bobby Witt is making this thing look like it's child's play right now. And I've watched a lot of baseball over the years, Dusty. I've seen a lot of great players over the years. come through Kansas City and play against the Royals and whatnot. And I'm old enough to remember George Brett, and I'm old enough to remember guys in the 80s and 90s and things like that. I'm old enough to remember McGuire and Sosa going on that chase in 1998 and what that summer was all about and how they made it look so easy to hit a home run. I don't remember watching a baseball player make the game look as easy as Bobby Witt makes it. And that's a real, you know, compliment to him, because he prepares so well. He gets his body ready. He gets his mind ready. He gets everything ready to go out there and dominate a game that is basically based on failure. You're not, you know, judged on success in Major League Baseball. You're judged on failing. If you fail 7 out of 10 times, you're considered one of the greats of all time. Mm-hmm. And Bobby Witt is making this game look as easy as I've ever seen anybody make a sport look. He's making the game of baseball look like Patrick Mahomes does to football, or like what Katie Ledecky was doing in the pool this morning, lapping people in the 1500. Like, this is one of the more dominating athletes and dominating seasons that we've seen clear across the board in any sport for any team at any level. I've never seen anything like this before. And we just have to sit back and enjoy what's going on, because this guy right now is playing out of his mind. And if you're not getting excited every morning to wake up to get to watch Bobby Witt at night, man, I got to wonder if you got blood flowing through your veins, because this is the most exciting thing right now going on in Kansas City sports. And as we get closer and closer to October and this team gets closer and closer to a playoff berth, my God, this city's going to come alive with baseball, and people are going to discover Bobby Witt Jr. both locally and nationally, and they're going to realize this is the game superstar that we have right now.
He's the fastest in the league. He steals the base, hitting home runs all over the place. It's Bobby Witt Jr. Every Kansas City fan knows his name, and you know the crowd goes wild when he's sliding to home base. Let's go Royals! It's Bobby Baseball. Get a free Bobby bobblehead on opening day. Bobby Baseball. Bobby's got a bobblehead coming your way. He's a shortstop and a bobblehead, and he's sliding to home.
Bobby Witt Jr. does something great. You get that great jingle coming up on the other side, where his pace is and what he continues to do and why he continues to wow you. It's Bobby Witt Jr.'s day on Bob Fesco's show. Mac Morey, Dusty Leggett, Bob Fesco. You're listening to 610 Sports Radio.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.